Respect is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Heidi Murkoff, and I'm a mom on a mission. A mission to help you know what to expect every step of the way. Has I'll Be Home for Christmas taken on a whole new meaning this year at your house? As in, we're stuck at home and we're not going anywhere this holiday season? There's no doubt a lot to miss this year, especially time spent celebrating with extended family and friends, hosting and hopping from party to party, sharing dinners and traditions, exchanging gifts and hugs. But at What to Expect, we're here to help make your holidays as festive and fun and joyful as possible, in a 2020 kind of way. Today, we're talking about what to expect during an unexpected holiday season, how to make your celebrations as special as they are safe, and of course, what to give everyone on your gift list, from babies to grandparents. And I am here with Emma, who takes all of her holidays seriously, especially Christmas.
I really do. It's my time to shine.
So this year, a little different. What are you looking forward to this holiday season?
Well, I personally am looking forward to not having to make excuses why I don't want to go out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to my husband taking a few days off work, God willing, and having help with the kids.
Oh, your gift.
Yeah, it's a real gift. That's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm really looking forward to just like having that quality family time that maybe we wouldn't necessarily have if like there was all these events. And I know Simon has a lot of work parties usually. So I think it's going to be more just like close-knit and nice. And I mean, it's only 1 year, hopefully. And, you know, it'll just be a year to remember.
Yes, it will.
What about you?
Ours is pretty much the same as usual, except I don't have to set the table for as many people.
Oh, yeah.
So, or prepare as much food.
Yeah.
It's just you guys, our little pod, the kids, Wyatt and Simon, that's it. So I do feel somewhat less pressure, but that said, we never go anywhere on Christmas or New Year's anyway. I think the last time we went out for New Year's Eve was the first year we got married. So we're talking a year or two ago.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. So something that a pandemic can't take away, at least as long as there's an internet, and you, Emma, is meaningful gift giving. And I know it's a little late in the game. We got, what, like a week and a half until Christmas? But if you haven't quite scored those gifts yet, we are lucky to have a true expert in that department, the world's most gifted gift giver, with us today. Trust me, Santa would be lost without
he really
her,
would.
And so would I. So, Emma, yeah, let's talk a little bit about your gift for gifts and why giving is better than receiving to you.
Well, first of all, I was talking to my girlfriend the other day and she's like, oh, I hate this. Like, I can't go to the stores. And I'm like, are you kidding? I never go to the stores.
No.
I always shop online. So there's nothing new this year in like that aspect of it for me. It's so much easier. You can do it in your underwear. You could do it on the toilet and you don't have to like deal with the holiday crowds and the parking.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer online shopping. And every year for me, my favorite part of Christmas is giving gifts, not receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I can sometimes be a negative Nancy. So it kind of keeps my glass full. And I get so much more joy having somebody be so happy to receive what I gave them. It's so much more meaningful to me.
Yeah. So let's talk about gifts for expectant and new moms, because they're giving the gift of life. So I think everybody should get them a gift as well. I always would have said a prenatal massage, because who can really go wrong
with
that?
And I hate massages, so I would be like, return to sender.
I know, me too. But most moms do enjoy a good massage or a mani-pedi. But these days, with COVID precautions and shutdowns, that's not really
a
great option. So I am going to go with the food delivery service.
Oh, you know what? I was going to say something, but I feel like for this year, it's not going to work. I would say a great gift would be to give a mom maternity pictures. like a coupon for maternity pictures. And actually, a lot of photographers are doing distant photos on the computer, like a Zoom photo shoot, and they look beautiful. So, like, if you want to do, like, if you know your friend and she's totally into, like, being sexy, so, like, a boudoir shoot, which I did when I was pregnant with Sebi, but they're doing these photo shoots through Zoom, and literally these pictures look like they were in the same room.
Oh, that's actually awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Maybe you could do that plus some lingerie for the pregnant
mom.
Ooh,
I like it. Twofer.
So she could wear that during the photo shoot. We also wanted to hear from you. So we asked our moms at What to Expect, the best community on the planet, what is the best gift you ever got when you were pregnant? And we got a lot of comfy, cozy maternity pajamas. So I guess maybe not the lingerie as much, but they definitely want some cozy and comfortable maternity pajamas. What do you think about that, Em?
I think that's great because I literally would just use my husband's shirts.
Yeah.
But a lot of things when you're pregnant are constricting and you don't want things to be too, like, tight, especially when you're sleeping because you're already uncomfortable. So definitely comfy pajamas. I'm not mad at that.
Lots of self-care gifts. So face masks, not the COVID kind. candles that smell yummy.
I mean, that's debatable because a little bit of queasiness up in here. And
that's true. It depends. You know, that is tricky because depending, everybody's got a different sense of
smell when
they're
pregnant. Yeah, some people, like, can't handle certain things. And if you give her a candle and she, like, vomits and it's your fault, it's upsetting.
One mom's yummy is another mom's yuck.
Yeah.
Comfy slippers. That's a good one. The only thing I want to add to that is make sure they're not slippery on the bottom. They should be non-skid because pregnant women tend not to stay on their feet very well because they can't see them.
Guilty.
Pregnancy pillows. They are a crowd
pleaser. I love me a pregnancy pillow. And, you know, I'm that person who would still sleep with it afterwards until my husband's like, okay, I'm in this bed too. If you want to cuddle, cuddle with me. But yeah, they're great when you're pregnant. They're really comfortable.
We also asked what's the best gift you ever got as a new mom. And, of course, your baby is the best gift. We're going to start with that.
I mean, that's debatable. When it comes to the Frida Baby Perry bottle was the best thing that's ever happened to my vagina.
Sebi coming out of your vagina wasn't the best thing that ever happened to
it? No, that ripped me a new one. But with my first pregnancy, I had the hospital squirt bottle, and that thing is a nightmare compared to this thing. The Frida Perry bottle literally has a curve. There's not one person in my life who I haven't bought it for who is pregnant. And you can use it afterwards, like a bidet, like if you want to freshen up before sex or something, or after.
Or
just
after,
a little squirt, squirt, and you're ready to go. Fresh as a daisy.
Game changer.
The Frida Perry is literally the gift that keeps on giving.
And I want to add that Emma does not get any money from Frida
for
the constant endorsements of this.
I just love
this
it.
Genius. Product.
I love
that,
it.
I have to say, every mom I've ever talked to has the exact same feedback.
That's amazing.
Boppy pillows.
Love a good boppy. Love a good boppy.
Lots of moms said meals and food delivery, gift certificates, and certificates for friends to come and clean, which is a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe not during COVID, though. So rain check.
Rain check. Maybe your husband can give you that certificate.
Well, yes. Hopefully he's already cleaning. He doesn't need to give you a certificate for that. Someone also said, and I think this is genius, organizer pouches, because when you have a new baby, you have all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Every little bit of stuff needs a home.
I like
that. Or it could be spread out all over your living room.
Yeah, I'm not about that organizational life, but maybe I should be.
Yeah. So let's talk gifts for little ones. I think we can safely say we have very different philosophies on this front. Like, for me, mine is less is more.
And I'm more the merrier.
Exactly. And the merrier the Christmas, the more the gifts. But yeah, I'm really not here to kill your gift-giving dreams. I'm here to save you money and time and space in your home, which, Emma, you don't have any of anymore because you're overrun
I'm at
by
capacity.
Stuff. Beyond capacity. So the reality is babies and toddlers, they don't really care. They love the bright, shiny objects. They love ripping off the wrapping paper, right?
Yeah, it's actually kind of depressing because you buy them this amazing present. We bought Sebi this car last year. And he didn't care. He just cared about the damn bow on it.
Yeah, they love the bows. They love the ribbons. And I'm just going to throw in a safety bulletin that you want to keep those ribbons and bows away from your kids after the unwrapping is done because they're a safety risk. They love unboxing. And then they love playing with the boxes, right?
Exactly.
It's a cliche.
Yeah.
You've heard it over and over, but this is a cliche that's actually true.
So just wrap a box full of ribbon or like wrapping paper.
You could do that. Just don't let them play with ribbon unattended. Too many gifts are just going to overload their senses and their circuits. And
that's true.
They're not going to be able to focus on playing with any of the toys that you give them because there are just so damn many of them. So like if you can't help yourself, Emma, I'm not naming names, but it's better to stagger the giving rather than putting them all under the tree at once. I think that's something that Hanukkah has going for it is that it naturally staggers it over 8 nights. So that's a smart idea. I'd also limit the ones that we love so much, the ones that we're impressed by that make so much noise and they move and have light shows because it's more overload for their senses. And honestly, it's better to give them toys that, you know, they have to do the work of play and play is their work.
It's also like super depressing when you get your kids all these gifts and they're like, what's next? And because they get too
many.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate it. And I keep, I'm a glutton for punishment though. You always say this, save it for his birthday.
We'll see. Yeah. Clearly you are go big or go home. More is more. And you buy so much for kids that we actually just use your presents. Your leftovers.
Yeah.
For our gifts. Other grandparents have a tendency to overdo. One mom, she wrote that her mother gave 8 nights of presents to the baby who wasn't yet born for Hanukkah.
So oh my gosh.
Wait until that baby's born. Not going to be spoiled at all.
That's amazing.
All. Yep. So what about dad gifts? What are some gifts that you've gotten for Simon that have scored?
I'm super into like sexual gifts, but also like sentimental gifts.
Really?
Yeah. I had naked pictures I took of myself and I put on our wedding veil and I had them printed on pillows. And then one day kids went in the bedroom and brought them downstairs during a party and it was not great. So you might not want to do that one. I've done so many things with coordinates where we met, where we had our first kiss.
I don't even remember that stuff.
I mean, I do. There's just so many things that I've done that he loved. And I'm not going to tell you what I've done this year because they're so good. But
well, also,
I don't want him to know.
Yeah.
So
when we got married, I used to write these love notes.
And Dad still has them in his office.
I know. I know. And I wrote a poem about you when you were born.
I know.
Cuties. Yeah. But the gift of love.
But you know what? A good book, like a coupon book that homemade with like blowjobs and stuff is always a winner.
Yeah, I mean,
Merry Christmas.
Don't spend it all in one day.
Sorry, I just made this episode NC-17.
So listen, Eric and I have been on the receiving end of so many amazing gifts since we became grandparents. And they are, from you, of course, the most personalized, the most thoughtful. So if you're looking for a gift for the grandparents in your life, you are going to want to listen up, though you need a little lead time here. Emma has turned drawings into so many cool things. Drawings that the kids made, stuffed animals, necklaces. One necklace that I have that I wear every single time I wear a necklace, it's a picture of Lennox and me holding hands, and you had it made into a silver necklace.
Yeah, this amazing. I found it on Etsy. This guy in, I think, Taiwan, and he makes everything by hand, and it took months, but it was just such an amazing process. He did such a beautiful job.
Yeah, I love
DM
that.
DM me for the link.
And yes. Well, you had the kids decorate handbags. And this was ballsy because they were pricey handbags.
Yeah, it was really stressful. I got these bags and I had them 1 year. I think they painted it. 1 year they did handprints. I've done sweatpants and sweatshirts with their handprints. All you need is fabric paint. I've done blankets, bobbleheads, calendars.
Those Russian dolls, those stackable dolls.
The Russian stacking dolls. One was Lennox, one was Sebi, one was the dog. I think that's it.
You have pictures of the kids made into blankets and pillows.
My grandparents talk about this like every time I see them. They talk about the blanket that's with the kids on it.
Love those. They're on my bed. And then the wall calendars. You made a wall calendar that was epic.
12 Months of Lennox. I think I did it twice. The first one I did, my dad's all-time favorite movie. So I bought all these costumes of my dad's 12 favorite movies. So it was, I don't know, like Godfather and...
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now. And I had Lennox. I did backdrops. I painted. I did everything. And then another one, the first one I did was just the 12 Months of Lennox, which was, I think it was... The New Year's Baby, and then there was June Gloom with like a rain, and then there was May, he was a flower, and Valentine's Day, he was Cupid, and Christmas, he was Santa, and then he had a turkey costume for Thanksgiving. But now, like, you know, because we're all at home, this is a really great idea, and you can do it really fast. And places like Snapfish, they do it, and it's really inexpensive, and they have amazing 50% off codes. So you end up spending like $12 for this beautiful calendar. They're really the gift that keeps on giving.
I actually would rather have these gifts than anything you could buy in a store. I mean, they're priceless to me.
Yeah.
And for you guys out there, I'm going to share some pictures of some of Emma's best of gifts so you can see for yourself on my social media. And you know, if having Emma here with us wasn't enough, the What to Expect team at whattoexpect.com has holiday gift guides for babies of all ages, parents, grandparents, caregivers. So if you still need inspiration, please take a look at that. Now, we all know that the holidays are about so much more than gifts. They're about the holiday parties and big family dinners and get-togethers and, for me, days spent cooking and baking and decorating. And usually it's about a whole lot of stress and a whole lot of performance pressure and anxiety and travel and lugging strollers and bags through the airport and little ones who are overstimulated and undernapped and they're missing regular meals and bedtimes. And if they're old enough, they're all sugared up on those gingerbread houses, maybe. Plus, if you're pregnant, who can really have fun at a holiday party? Because you, even if the eggnog is pasteurized, you can't have it with the rum. So really, what's the point? So this year, it's a little different. And in some meaningful ways, I'm going to venture to say it's good difference. We asked our moms at What to Expect how this holiday is going to be different for them. And most of you say it's bittersweet, but it's really more sweet.
I agree.
A lot of moms said they're going to miss seeing their friends and their extended families, but they're actually looking forward to staying at home, like you, Emma, with celebrating just us, you know, with that little family unit, which makes it, you know, less stressful, more special. So no obligations to party hop or hosts or to travel. Just hunker down and be together with less stress and less pressure. No sleep schedules messed with, unless you say so. Just like matching Christmas jammies and holiday movies on the sofa. That's what it's all about this year, and that's kind of awesome. They're a little sad, but mostly excited. Most of them said to skip the fast lane and the TSA line. Who wants that at Christmas season? And the Santa line at the mall. But that kind of brings us to the next topic, which is those Santa photos. You know, it's a holiday tradition, so it's definitely risky, if not impossible, to do Santa photos at the mall now. So it's a good thing that motherhood is the mother of invention, because we had our moms come up with some great mall Santa substitutes, tears not included. One was putting the baby in a Santa outfit, or parents dressing up as Santa and Mrs. Santa and baby as the elf.
I feel like that would work for young kids.
Yeah.
I would say like over two, maybe not.
Yeah. I'm going to say a cat might be trickier, but if you have a dog, especially a big dog, and you dress them up as Santa and then the baby can sit in their lap kind of thing.
That's cute.
Some moms said they photoshopped Santa into their family photo.
Creative.
Yeah. Don't ask me how. And Emma, you're doing a call with Santa, or you did a call with Santa?
I'm so excited. We're doing a call with Santa. They ask you all these questions ahead of time, like what are your kids' names? What do they want for Christmas? So it's super personalized. It's probably more personalized than actually going.
Yeah.
Because there's not like a line of like 50 screaming kids and Santa's like overworked. The best part is for me, this is what sold me on this, using this one, is that they send you a video afterwards of the whole thing. So you get pictures and a video. And it's kind of just like a whole souvenir from 2020 Santa experience.
That's so nice.
But yeah, they're so excited.
Does Lennox still believe in Santa in his heart of hearts?
He does.
Okay.
He does.
Good. Let's keep it that way. So me, I'm just happy to hunker down with you guys, with the kids. I'm really sad that Abby and Norm, the great-grandparents, can't be with us because everybody's locked down. Something else about the holidays this season that's different and really sad is the extreme hardship that so many families are going through this year because of the pandemic. And we talk about this all the time, but how many little ones are hungry? How many families aren't home for Christmas? Because tragically, 2020 has left them without a home. So in the true spirit of the holiday season, we at What to Expect always aim to help organizations that support families in need. And this year, there are just more of them than ever. Emma, you and Lennox decided to donate to Toys for Tots, right?
Yeah. Normally, they have the bins everywhere, but I haven't seen them, obviously, this year because of COVID. So we went online, and Toys for Tots was great because they had a list of things, and he picked something to represent himself for an older kid and something to represent a baby for Sebi. Aww. But there's so many organizations like that online where you can adopt a family and give them gifts. Like, a lot of the parents need, like, underwear and socks. It's amazing. Like, you see my child's Christmas list, and you see these kids' lists who just want, like, a soccer ball or scooter or like one thing, all they want. So it's really great to be able to like give them that. My older son's school does a Secret Santa toy drive for underprivileged children. And we picked a child and he just wanted a Target gift card. So we got him a Target gift card. But I just think it's really important to give back in any way you can.
It is. And it's also, I think, an important message to kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially if, you know, they've got the gimmies. Mm-hmm. That, you know, there are other kids who aren't as fortunate, and we need to remember that. More great organizations that What to Expect wants you to know about this year. There's No Kid Hungry, Save the Children, and Family Promise, just to name a few. And you can go to whattoexpect.com/giving for more information on how these incredible organizations are helping this year and how you can help them help others. I say, let's embrace this new, relaxed holiday normal because there is plenty of time to party like it's 2019 in 2021. So let's just resolve to do that.
That's like the best line I've ever heard.
In the meantime, we are sending lots of love for a meaningful holiday season. Emma and I and the What to Expect podcast will be back with brand new episodes starting on January 6th. Happy holidays and happy new year hugs to you and those you love.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love, I need you, oh how I need you.
Thanks for listening. Remember, I'm always here for you. What to Expect is always here for you. We're all in this together. For more on what you heard on today's episode, visit whattoexpect.com/podcast. You can also check out What to Expect When You're Expecting, What to Expect the First Year, and the What to Expect app. And we want to hear from you. Connect with us on our community message board or on our social media. You can find me at Heidi Murkoff and Emma at Emma Bing WTE. And of course, at What to Expect. Baby Love is performed by Riley Biederer. What to Expect is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In my arms, why don't you stay?